As the weather warms up, the call of the great outdoors cannot be ignored. Yoga enthusiasts begin to look for outdoor classes. Jessica Ewart of Chattanooga SUP Yoga has taken yoga classes to the water. I spoke with her about this new form of balancing yoga with the river. Stand-up paddleboard yoga. That's like yoga on the water with a board between you and the wet stuff.
That's it. That is just like a floating yoga mat.
Floating yoga mat. Is it a special board?
The boards that we are using this year are special. They're a little bit wider and more stable than your typical stand-up paddleboard. They are designed for stability. So there are several different kinds and different materials. There are really long fiberglass boards. They're built for speed, for racing. And then there are boards now that are being manufactured for yoga that are wider, more stable. We're using that type of board. And there are even boards that are designed to be used in a little more active setting, and there are guys there taking them down the Ocoee River on the white water, which I'm not doing, but I admire and respect them.
So what's the big difference between yoga on the ground and yoga on the board in the water? The obvious balance issues come up, but is that all there is?
That is definitely not all there is. When I first saw a video of someone doing yoga on the water, my friend Teresa Rodriguez showed it to me. She's very involved in yoga locally. So I watched the video with her, and we really could not tell what they were doing. It looked like they were literally floating on a yoga mat. And so we researched a little more and found out that they were these big surfboards called stand-up paddleboards. Further research led us to SUP Paddleboard Company, which is local. They actually rent and sell boards. We contacted them, and Teresa, myself, and my co-teacher, Maggie White, all took the boards out at the Chattanooga Yacht Club to experiment to see what could we do on them. And within a few minutes, we found our footing, we found our balance, and we started to play. We got to be outside. I mean, we're all big proponents of doing things outdoors, breathing that fresh air. Yoga is so about the breath. If anybody's ever been in a yoga class, they know the teacher instructs you to breathe to the point of redundancy. Breathing fresh air just enhances the experience. And then there's a real tactile quality to it. We start seated, and when it's warm enough, we have the feet dangling over the side of the board in the water. So you're experiencing those elements, you know, those natural elements. They're all around you. And then when we do Shavasana, the very final pose, the corpse posture, they call it, you lay on the board. You've got the fingertips and the toes in the water. It's nice and cool. Usually the sun is out. It's on your face. And you can listen to those sounds that are outside, birds, crickets. Feel that breeze, and it enhances the entire experience to be outdoors.
Are there any particular yoga moves that are restricted from the board, things you wouldn't want to do on top of the water?
Oh, that's a great question. They're not restricted. They are definitely more challenging. There are some things that I tried to do that, for me, I think are fairly easy on dry land and just knocked me right on over into swimming and splashing within a second of trying them. So tree posture is a very popular posture in yoga. It's standing on one foot and then drawing the opposite foot either up on the ankle, kind of like a kickstand. You'll keep those toes grounded. And some people will even draw their foot all the way up and rest it on their inner thigh of their standing leg, and they bring the hands to the heart or raise the arms in the air, and they look like a tree. And it's a little bit challenging on land to balance on one leg, but it's a popular posture. It's practiced in most classes, and a lot of people can do it. It is almost impossible to stand on one leg on a surfboard. And I don't know why I didn't think of that until I tried it. But we figured out some ways around it. We use the paddle as a prop, kind of, you know, to help us with our balance. And knowing the end result, the worst thing that's going to happen is taking a little swim. People love to try it anyway, just for the fun of it.
I would imagine falling down on a board in the water is a lot easier than falling down in a gymnasium or even on a hillside.
It's a part of the fun. And we have classes where you're not going to get wet if you don't want to, where we stay very close to the board. We don't do a lot of standing postures. We do things that are more seated, more stretching. You get to feel that buoyancy of the water beneath the board. You still get all of that great experience of being outside on the water, but without the threat of swimming if you don't want to, particularly if it's kind of cold. There are people that just have that adventurous spirit. They want to go for it. They want to stand on their head. They want to balance on their arms and an arm balance. And we have classes for them too.
Is this a good fit for someone who is just beginning yoga?
Absolutely. Just beginning yoga. And if you have never seen a SUP board, if you've never even thought of one, come on out. We have a beginning class. It's a yin class, and it's terrific. We start by paddling on the knees. So you're very stable when you're kind of standing on your knees, so close to the board. And like I said, they're really wide. They're quite big. They're not going to tip over. They're not going to flip over. So we start out paddling on the knees, and then we come to a seat and just do a lot of gentle yin stretches outdoors. And if you decide that you feel comfortable, you want to stand up, you want to experiment, we encourage that. We're happy to help you. But people in those classes are going to feel very supported, and they're going to feel like they're being taken care of by a certified yoga instructor, which all of our teachers are. They're all experienced yoga teachers.
You also have lifeguards on hand.
No, but we do have flotation devices if you want. We have PFDs available if you feel like you need that. I used to be a whitewater raft guide, so I've pulled many people out of the water. I think I could probably step in if I needed to.
You have a webpage, or how would someone get in touch with you?
Chattanooga, SUP, S-U-P, yoga.com. And they can go there. They'll find a schedule. They'll find all the different pricing. They'll figure out class descriptions, who is teaching. And they can always call me, 423-834-6862, to answer questions.
Now, I understand that later on this summer when River Rocks rolls around that you'll be offering an opportunity to try this for free.
Absolutely. We will be offering people classes for free or on donation-based if they want to make a donation to the Land Trust to benefit River Rocks. But we want people in Chattanooga and people visiting Chattanooga to come out and see what a resource we have here with all of this beautiful water, the mountains around us. It's just an extraordinary place to live. And we want to think of all the new and inventive ways we can find ourselves outside enjoying the landscape that we're blessed with here.
You can join Jessica Ewart or her co-instructors on the water with stand-up paddleboard yoga classes at the Big Ridge Marina and Yacht Club in Nixon. Visit the web at ChattanoogaSUPYoga.com for details and class schedules, or follow the link from our blog at WUTC.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.